Here at the Pharmacy Museum, I want you to know this building was the first licensed pharmacy in America. We had the first licensed pharmacist. This was his pharmacy. We also had the first female pharmacist in America. She was an Ursuline nun here in New Orleans. But remember, the Ursulines came here in 1727 to open a girls' school, which still exists today. And then we also had the first married couple as pharmacists. So we're very, very big in the history of pharmacy. Now this building here, as you can see, is the New Orleans Pharmacy Museum. I am stopping here because pharmacy has a lot to do with all of this. But let's back up a little bit. Back in the 1830s, there was another pharmacy here in the French Quarter. It's a coin shop on Royal Street, the James Cohen coin shop. The building was built in about 1830. But in that pharmacy was a gentleman, and he was the pharmacist. His name was Antoine Péchaud. Mr. Péchaud, in the evening, when everyone was getting off of work, would invite a lot of his French friends into the pharmacy to have a drink after work. It was not a bar, all the men would sit around and have a drink. And the Americans would pass. Now, Mr. Péchaud didn't like too many Americans, you understand. They were not too popular here in the French Quarter. The Americans, although they lived here, they didn't live in the French Quarter. They lived on the other side of town, in what we refer to as the American section. But they worked here in the French Quarter. So they'd pass his shop on the way home, and these Americans would notice all these Frenchmen sitting around drinking. And they would tap on the glass, and Mr. Péchaud would look at them, and they'd say, "Can we come in and purchase a drink? We're on our way home." "No, no, no, you weren't welcomed here." And Mr. Péchaud would remind these ugly Americans, as he referred to them, that this was just my friends, and these are my French friends. No, the Americans wanted to know, "What are you drinking?" Well, the drink, it was nothing special. They would just sit around. Mr. Péchaud would pour everybody a little cognac. Everybody would sip their little cognac. He would put a couple of drops of bitters in the cognac, and he made his own bitters. Péchaud bitters is still available today here in New Orleans. And the drink didn't have a name. It was just cognac with bitters. But they would refer to the drink by the little cup that he served it in. Remember, he didn't have plastic cups back in those days to make all these drinks, or go cups, as we refer to them, or even glasses. He would use a little pharmaceutical cup, and we see it right here in the window. It's one of the original little cups. It's a little pharmaceutical cup, and it's sort of an egg-shaped cup. And the French word for that cup is a cocotte. Cocotte, a little chicken egg cup. Now, again, the French would refer to the drink by the name. They were drinking cocottes. And the Americans heard that. They were drinking, what was the name of this drink? Well, the drink didn't have a name. They just said cocottes because that was the name of the cup. Well, the Americans thought that was so cute. They wanted to drink cocottes. And they figured they could get some of these little cups and they would go home and pour cognac in them. But again, the Americans are going to mangle French as they do all the time. And instead of calling it a cocotte, they call it a cocte. And the word eventually becomes cocktail. The word cocktail was from that little cup you're looking at in the window, created right here in the French Quarter in the 1830s. So every time you have a cocktail, remember, the word was created right here in the French Quarter. Now, one of the nice things about this museum is upstairs on the second floor of this pharmacy museum, it also houses the American Museum of the Cocktail, the whole history of drinking in this country. It's the Cocktail Museum connected with the Pharmacy Museum. So now you see that pharmacy and drinking cocktails sort of come together. The history of the cocktail is basically the history of pharmacy and drinking here. And that drink that I described is the first cocktail. It's referred to as the Sazerac. That's a very, very famous drink here in New Orleans because the cognac that he was using, Mr. Péchaud, in those days, came from Sazerac, France, from the Sazerac region. They've changed it and tweaked it. Now we use rye whiskey with that. But what's going to happen, Mr. Péchaud uses Sazerac cognac with the drops of bitters. Now remember, back around the 1830s, by the 1840s, this wonderful new liqueur started pouring into the port of New Orleans called absinthe. They started mixing it together. So the original Sazerac, what they would do is take the little cocotte, take a couple of drops of absinthe, swirl it around in the glass, throw it out, then pour the cognac and the drops of bitters. That is a Sazerac. Now today, since absinthe is against the law, they take Pernod, which is the absinthe derivative, put it in the glass, swirl it around, throw it out, then put the cognac, well today we use rye whiskey, and the bitters and a slice of orange. That is a Sazerac. That is the original cocktail. And it's very popular here in New Orleans.